This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Neil Weinberg, executive editor at Forbes magazine. We've asked Neil to help us understand exactly what happened in that market chaos on Thursday, which saw wild fluctuations, especially in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Was it as a result of economic conditions overseas? Was it simply a clerical error in making a trade, or something more, or all of the above? And Neil, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, there was certainly a whole lot of wondering what was going on as the Dow got near 1,000 points down for the day, below 10,000 briefly. Eventually, it made it back up to about negative 300 some for the day. What's the main reason for what happened on Thursday?
Well, I wish we all knew, but clearly there seems to have been some sort of glitch, whether this was a software glitch at an exchange or one of the other venues where people tend to be trading these days, or whether this had to do with some sort of proprietary trader who fat-fingered in some order at vastly larger quantities than were expected. Obviously, something technical went very wrong yesterday.
So what happens then if, in fact, the order was entered wrong or there was a technical glitch? If folks bought or sold at these artificially created prices, what happens?
Well, fortunately, the exchanges can go back, and if there were orders that were just at absurdly, let's say in this case, low prices, artificially low prices, then they can go back and void these orders. One example, Accenture, which trades in the dollars range, was suddenly being quoted at a penny. Now, everyone knows that that value bore no relationship to the true value of a share of Accenture. So if actually it turned out that shares changed hands at that price, then fortunately the exchanges can go back and void those trades.
How bad of a time did this happen? It seems like Wall Street's been pretty jittery and for the most part negative for the last several days and even weeks anyway.
Absolutely. It's sort of a time when people are going to be spooked anyway. The crisis, obviously, in Europe, most notably in Greece right now, has spooked investors. People are running for the exits from a lot of risky assets. And as a result, at a time like this, to have the markets go haywire as they did yesterday just makes everyone's nerves jangle.
Let's talk about Greece for a little bit. One of the things that they needed to do in order to get some of this money to help them out of their debt crisis was to put in austerity measures, strengthening their taxes and basically cutting benefits. And that's why we saw so many people rioting in the streets. Despite the unpopularity of that, at least among the demonstrators, is that an important step forward or is that not going to change a whole lot?
It's very hard to say at this point because it's not yet seen whether the European Union is going to come in and guarantee the government debt of Greece and whether there will be spillover effects to some of the other European countries that are similarly weak, most notably Spain, Portugal, and Ireland. And so the question, the term that's used in financial markets is contagion, when obviously some countries' financial problems become contagious and they cause similar problems elsewhere. And we just don't know yet. Clearly, if you look at European history, little events like World War I and World War II, the Europeans often have a hard time agreeing on cooperating. So certainly there is good cause to be concerned about whether they're going to be able to come to an agreement to stem what could be a serious financial crisis.
We're talking with Neil Weinberg of Forbes magazine. And Neil, one analyst I heard earlier in the week basically said that everyone wants to stave off this domino effect in Europe. So that's why the IMF and the World Bank have extended this aid to the Greeks. But as you mentioned, there are other countries that are potentially facing this very same scenario. How much stomach does the international community, and I guess namely Germany and the United States, have for bailing out potentially several different countries?
Well, it's hard to say just what sort of wherewithal, particularly the United States, has at a time when we're running a deficit ourselves, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of 12% of our gross domestic product. Certainly, if they can, with relatively little pain, particularly Germany and the IMF with U.S. backing, certainly if they can, with relatively little pain, stem the tide here, one would think that they're going to do so. But if things get much worse very quickly, certainly it will test the political mettle of the international organizations as well as the Europeans themselves.
Is there any way to put a timetable on when this collapse would happen, if it's going to happen?
I think collapses by their nature are sort of unpredictable. Saw that in 1997 when not too many people were predicting problems in Asia, and then you had a crisis in the Thai baht, which ended up becoming a crisis for the entire region, including one of its true tigers, South Korea.
And in our last couple of moments here, Neil, given what we just talked about on Wall Street, given the instability that we've talked about in Europe, what do you expect in terms of how traders conduct themselves over the next few weeks here?
I think that the market tends to go in cycles not only of going up and down, but how much it goes up and down. This is the so-called volatility. And I think we are back, as we were certainly in 2007 and 2008, to a very rough ride.
Sometimes we see the markets react to expected economic news. Today, we've got more jobs created in April than we thought, but we also saw the unemployment rate tick up. Given all the other conditions we've mentioned, will a report like that do much in the minds of investors?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't seem that what most would interpret as a positive jobs report did much. I think when the market is in the mood for happy news, it sees it everywhere, and when it's in the mood for negative news, it tends to sort of shrug off the positive. And that, I think, is exactly what we saw today. And in terms of market psychology, that is certainly a negative sign.
Well, sounds like the bears have the run of Wall Street right now anyway. Hopefully that'll change soon. Neil, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Neil Weinberg, executive editor at Forbes magazine. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.